God, I'm
so angry right now. Not at you, though. You're the only person I'm not mad at right now. You've been a complete saint today. I mean, look at you. You turned around while I undressed. You landed me a nightgown that I... Well, it's your shirt, but I wore it as a nightgown. And now you're so far on your side of the bed, you're about to fall off. Except it's not your side of the bed. This whole bed is yours, and so is this bedroom. I mean, at least you have a big bed. I think it's bigger than the bed she and I share. So, I'm definitely not mad at you. I'm mad at her parents. I mean, they fucking showed up at our door and then passive-aggressively invited themselves in and asked to stay here for the weekend instead of in a damn hotel. And I mean, they're so close-minded and old-fashioned, it's infuriating. And her? I'm more mad at her than anyone in this house right now. It's not so much that she didn't come out to her parents, let alone tell them about me. It's that she lied to me and told me she had done so, even after we argued about it months ago, before she went home for the holidays, alone. I'm mad at her for not setting her parents straight on their daughter being gay tonight and introducing me as her girlfriend. You know, the one she shares a room and a bed with. Instead, she had the complete nerve to say that I was your girlfriend. Her parents knew she had a male roommate, and she told me before that they weren't even happy about it. I think that's a part of why they showed up. They actually seemed relieved when she told them I was your girlfriend. I suppose they figured that meant their precious daughter wasn't sleeping around with strange men. Yeah, if only they knew the truth. If only she had the fucking courage to tell them before, or tonight. Instead, she makes us all go through the act of her being single and you and I a couple. I can't even get into my own fucking room to get my own stuff because our room is off the living room, and that's where they're sleeping. At least I got some revenge against her tonight by pretending to be all lovey-dovey with you. I was hoping it would cause her to crack and finally tell her parents the truth. But no. Not given when I sat in your lap, my arms wrapped around you, and even kissed you. Thanks for being a good sport about that, though. And the rest of the act tonight. And for letting me crash in your bed. I think I'm the first girl in this bed of yours, and I'm a lesbian. There's irony for you. Did you hear that? It was her sneezing. I know that damn cute sound anywhere. I forget that our bedrooms share a wall. We never heard you and... Oh my god. Why didn't you tell me you could hear everything? Oh my god. You must have heard, well, everything. Oh, God. On second thought, it's probably a good thing you didn't tell us. It was just you being polite again. You knew it would have made us self-conscious. Me, especially, since, well, you obviously know at this point I'm the loud one. At least there will be no naughty sounds passing through the wall tonight. Although it would serve her fucking right if she were to come through. If some were to come through on this side. It would be like... Oh, sorry. Was I supposed to stop pretending to be his girlfriend once we crawled into bed together? You should have said something. I bet that would change her mind real quick about telling her parents. It wouldn't it? She'd have to leave her room and go through the living room, waking her parents. Then she'd be mad or upset. Maybe both. But then she'd try to take me back to her room. Even if she didn't tell them, they're not stupid. They'd figure about her and me. Sorry, that's a stupid idea. I'm just thinking out loud. I could never do that to her, of course. It would be a betrayal. Kind of like her not telling her parents about us, I guess. Or lying to me about it on multiple occasions. Or making me lie about it today. God, that's so much betrayal from her, and it's all coming down on me today. It's not like I've ever done anything like that to her. Except for kissing her today and all that other girlfriend stuff. But that was 90% an act for her parents and only 10% getting back at her. Maybe 80-20. Fine. 50-50 would be more realistic. But it never would have happened if it weren't for her refusal to stand up to her parents. Or to level with me about not doing it. What she would feel if I slept with you can't compare to all of that. Not that I would sleep with you. You know, guys aren't my thing, even for revenge. I wouldn't want to mess up our friendship either, but if I start making some sexy noises that just happen to go into the next room, well, she's not going to know you're not causing it. Except I'm not that good at faking that kind of thing. Before we moved in here with you, so we could live together. She always knew if I wasn't actually getting off during our phone sex or Skype sessions. If I wasn't in the mood when we were been together, it just never sounded right. So I'd kind of need to create some genuine moans and heavy breathing in myself, you know, with my fingers. I can't really send you out of the room. Her parents would see you down the hall leading from here to where they are and wonder why you're outside. Or if she comes bursting through the room, she would see you outside and you were supposed to be screwing me, so she'd know it was just a trick. I shouldn't even really make you get out of bed. I mean, I should, but if she hears you moving around or you bump against something when we're supposed to be bumping against me, or she throws open the door of this room and you're not even near the pit, that fucking spoils things. Would it be weird if I did play with myself right now, here in your bed with you next to me? I know I can trust you, even with all that's going on right there, so that's not the issue. Don't make things too strange, either right now or later on. I'm asking a lot from you, but she already asked a lot more, in my opinion. Thanks. I knew you would be understanding with all of this. There's a full moon out right now, so it's brighter in your bedroom than I'd like. But I can stay under the covers and just pull up the bottom of this shirt. I didn't even have a chance to grab a pair of clean underwear because I'm not allowed in my room. Maybe you could cover your ears or something? This is for her ears after all and not yours. The living room is far enough away where her parents shouldn't notice, but you're like a foot away at maximum. At the same time, I do owe you for so much. If you did want to listen, I shouldn't hold that against you. Apparently, you've already heard me plenty of times, so here goes nothing. Listen if you want, and I won't be mad. Not too much, anyway. It will rank among the least annoying things done to me today. Okay. There we go, that's a start. At least your bed is seeing some real action now. Even if you didn't get to be a part of it. Sorry about that, but I know you understand. And you get to listen. She does too, at least if I stop being so quiet. You lying next to me makes me want to be quiet, which really isn't me. She needs to hear, so I need to stop holding back. Oh god, that's better. Oh god, okay. I'm also talkative with her during it, so I'd likely be talkative with you. I'm going to say things, some dirty things, obviously. Just don't take any of them as instructions of invitation, okay? Starting now. Oh god. Oh yes. Fuck me. It feels so good to finally have a cock in me. I always wondered what it was like. Oh my god. It feels so good. And I shouldn't be doing this, not with you, but I couldn't resist the temptation. There. She had to have heard that and the moans. Do you hear anything from the other bedroom? Like her getting up and opening the door? Or can't you hear anything over me right next to you? Hopefully she's getting up right now so I can open her door and she'll fly through the living room, down the hallway, and into this room just in time to. She'd see us lying side by side. That would be kind of a giveaway. I really didn't think this through. Quick, climb on top of me. She could be in any second. I mean it, roll on top of me, please. Okay, now hold that position because she'll be in here in 3, 2, 1. Maybe the hallway is longer than I remembered. Let's give her a few more seconds. Maybe she didn't hear it. She might have fallen asleep already, or maybe she was in the bathroom and is just getting back now. I guess I need to keep going with the moans and the entire masturbation thing. No, wait. Stay on top of me. We don't know when she'll come in. You don't mind, do you? You're kind of holding yourself a few inches above my body, so I think I still have room to move my hand. Could you maybe raise yourself up a bit? The top of my hand keeps rubbing against your shorts and your cock, your very hard cock. Oh, okay. No, it's okay. You're straight. This must be very hard for you. As hard as your cock is. Sorry, that was inappropriate. I'm so nervous and so horny right now. Fuck, where is she? She must be hearing my moans, but she's not coming. And if she doesn't come soon, I will. That would definitely make her take notice, though, wouldn't it? Her lesbian girlfriend having an orgasm with her male roommate. So, should I come? I mean, it's only logical, right? It wouldn't be too weird, would it? Hey, Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, fuck me. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so close. I'm gonna go. Oh god. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. That was weird. Coming with you right on top of me. Not touching me, but over me. Oh god. Looking right into your face while I did it. You do have cute eyes. Shame they're not in a girl. Speaking of girls, she had to have heard that. Do you hear anything? There should be some serious drama any second now. Any second. What the fuck is wrong with her? Now I'm getting even more mad. As far as she knows, I was getting pounded by you and having the time of my life. Doesn't she care? Or is she that afraid of her parents that she won't even leave the fucking room to find out what the hell's going on? Well, fuck this. And fuck me. No, that wasn't for her ears. That was for yours. It was an instruction, an invitation. What she's done to me today and what she's doing to me right now by ignoring this isn't fair at all. She needs to pay for real. And it isn't fair to you. I mean, I'm not nearly as knowledgeable about men as I am women, but this has to be driving you wild, isn't it? For instance, look at your cock. Not literally, though, because it's between us and under the covers, but you know how it feels right now. And so do I, now that I've turned my hand around and I'm touching it. Poor boy, I made you so hard, didn't I? There's maybe no other guy in the world that I would have trusted like I trusted you here tonight. And there's probably no other guy I would have sex with. Let me pull down those shorts you're wearing. Don't argue, it's for your own good. You know you want to fuck me, even if you're too polite to say it. And there's a part of me that wants to be fucked. Let's call it 90% anger towards her and 10% honest horniness and by curiosity. And now I've released the Kraken. The virgin sacrificed is laid out beneath him. But he's already been churned hard as a rock, and that's not going to stop him now, is it? No, this isn't a good idea, but it's what we're going with right now. For what it's worth, I'm about 80-20 now on the revenge to horniness thing. Besides, maybe my moans weren't just the right type of moan. Maybe she knows me enough to know my masturbation sounds versus my honest sex noises. But do we really need a reason other than you being a man and I'm a woman? Forget that, roommates. Forget that I'm a fucking lesbian and have a girlfriend. I'm starting to forget about those things. Here, the Kraken approaches with a little help from my hand. He's at the gates of the city and I'm helping him inside. Let me open up the gates a little more. So incredibly crazy. But having a man's cock inside me isn't as bad as I thought. Or maybe because it's your Kraken. I mean cock. Now move it. Fuck me with it. We need to generate some moans for her, and maybe just a little for me. The ratio has shifted again to like 50-50. Oh god, I feel so hard at being a lesbian right now. But I didn't realize it was going to be such a hard test today. Oh fuck. She has to hear all these moans now. But you know what, I don't care. Let her burst into the room, even if she does, I want you to finish. I'm through with her stories and outright lies. You'd tell your parents about me, wouldn't you? I mean, yeah, I would be different then, but you'd still tell, right? Fuck, thank you. I needed to hear that. And I need to hear other things, like, do you think I'm sexy? Thank you, I don't hear it nearly enough for her. And is my pussy nice? Do you like it? Do you like fucking it? Oh, fuck, I most definitely needed to hear that. But one more question. Are you ready to come? No, thank God, because I'm so close, especially after coming once. So come in me, and let's come together and make sure she and maybe her parents hear us. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. God, fuck. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Yes, like that. Harder. Please. Fuck. Oh god. Fuck. Oh. Oh, I'm so close. I'm gonna come on your cock. Yes, fuck. Yes, please. 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 just in case she opens the door in the next few seconds. But only so there's no doubt in her mind, especially since we seem to have knocked the covers off us. Just a few seconds, a minute or two, tops. God damn it, where's my phone? Besides the clothes I was wearing, that's about the only thing I have access to right now. I'm going to call her and tell her it's... Oh, she texted me like half an hour ago. I guess I missed it. She was going to listen to some music and then fall asleep. She probably has earphones on. That's probably why she didn't hear us. But not even a fucking apology. I'm glad I fucked you. Still, I'll give her one more chance. Tomorrow, I'll give her an ultimatum about needing to tell her parents about us. But if she doesn't, then I'm all yours. If you want me. And now, for the first time ever, I'm kind of hoping she doesn't give in.